Returns organizations. The Public Benefit Organizations Regulatory Authority, PBOIA, formerly NGO Coordination Board, is encouraging organizations to file annual returns as it emerges only 2,829 have filed out of 12,000 registered organizations. Speaking during the commemoration of NGOs Week at Mamaringina Waterfront in Mombasa, PBORA Director Mwangangi Mwania said the returns will assist the government in planning and to know the money the NGOs have pumped into the country. We can also direct them to areas that need more support. If they don't make returns, we won't be able to know what they are doing, whether they are moribund or need more support in terms of regulations, said Mwania. He encouraged the organizations to be accountable by performing functions they have been mandated to avoid being sanctioned. Mwania reiterated the government's commitment to implement the new law, the Public Benefit Organizations Act, 2013, which came into force on 14 May 2024 after court cases that halted its operationalism. The Act has repealed the Non-Governmental Organizations Coordination Act of 1990 and all NGOs will now be known as Public Benefits Organizations, PBOs, and will have 1 year since the operationalism of the Act to register as PBOs. The new law gives space to the PBOs by encouraging self-regulation and is progressive. Mwania lauded PBOs for augmenting government efforts to develop the country. We note that in the year 2022-2023, they spent close to ₦200 billion on development initiatives in this country. They employ a big number of Kenyans in the implementation of these programs, said Mwania. We are happy they are assisting in development initiatives and building the capacity for organizations and individuals in our country, he added. He encouraged the PBOs to align their programs to the government agenda as espoused in the Bottom-Up Economic Transformation Agenda, BETA. We have issues to do with climate change, promotion of agriculture, health, water and all other initiatives that empower the local people. We ask them to contribute to supporting the government agenda, said Mwania. Jacob Adari, PBORA director, reiterated the importance of filing returns for the government to ascertain what they are doing. It's important to know what organizations are formed to do. What we have realized from other parts of the world is that organizations are formed to carry out certain illegal activities that are not helpful to the public, said Adari. The good thing about the new law that has come into place is that you have space. If there is any decision that has been made by the authority and you feel that your rights have been infringed, there is a procedure for review of that particular decision, he added. Helping Hand Organization Secretary Hakim Habib urged the PBORA directors to inform the National Treasury to exempt sanitary towels and assistive devices from taxation as they form the bulk of their donations to the vulnerable in the society.